This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite the mounting criticism, the Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is defending his intention to launch a military ground operation in Rafah. That's the border town currently sheltering more than 3 million Palestinians. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
A few days after U.S. President Joe Biden described the military response in the Gaza Strip as, quote, over the top, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared on ABC's This Week show and reminded the world about the Hamas terrorist attack that killed 1,200 people and turned 240 into hostages.
We were attacked, unprovoked attack, murderous attack on October 7th. The worst attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust. And let me tell you, I think we've responded in a way that goes after the terrorists and tries to minimize the civilian population in which the terrorists embed themselves and use them as human shields.
More than 28,000 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have been killed in the war, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's war on Hamas hits the West Bank economy, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
In response to the October 7 Hamas attack that triggered the war, Israel severed economic ties with the West Bank, barring thousands of Palestinian workers from entering the country. In the past 4 months, many businesses there shut down or scaled back operations, leaving Palestinians struggling to afford food as their savings decline. Israeli officials said that Gaza workers won't be allowed back into Israel, but there are reports suggesting they might consider allowing West Bank workers who are over 45 to return. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia attacked Ukraine with a barrage of drones early Sunday, coming as Ukrainian forces face an uncertain future on American assistance. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, two U.S. presidential frontrunners have diametrically opposed views on Ukraine and NATO.
U.S. President Joe Biden recently welcomed fellow NATO member German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House and stressed the need of getting a new Ukraine aid package through the bitterly divided U.S. Congress. Biden's likely challenger for the presidency, Donald Trump, said that as president, he had warned an unidentified NATO member to spend more on defense or Russia can do what it wants.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
In a statement Sunday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that any suggestion that NATO allies would not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. Secretary of Defense is back in the hospital in Washington. VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
The Pentagon says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized in Washington on Sunday for treatment of a bladder issue. The 70-year-old Austin later transferred the duties of his office to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder said in a statement, both Republican and Democratic Party lawmakers criticized Austin last month for failing to disclose a cancer diagnosis and subsequent hospitalizations in December and January, including to President Joe Biden. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The death toll from a massive landslide that hit a gold mining village in the southern Philippines has now risen to at least 54. 63 people are still missing. Landslide hit the mountain village on Tuesday night after weeks of torrential rains. The provincial government said in a Facebook post on Sunday that 54 bodies have been retrieved and said 32 residents survived with injuries, but 63 remained missing. Officials have said among those missing were gold miners waiting in two buses to be driven home when the landslide struck and buried them. More than 1,100 families have been moved into evacuation centers for their safety. NATO's leader is warning that Donald Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. The alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a statement Sunday after the Republican presidential frontrunner said Russia should be able to do whatever the hell they want to alliance members who didn't meet their defense spending budgets. I'm